Hi. I don't usually put this stuff at the beginning of my recordings because reasons. I guess I just wanted to quickly pop in and say thank you so very much for subscribing or liking my work or putting awards on it. Comments or the DMs. Thank you for all of it. I'm sure I've said it before, but I didn't really know how exactly this was going to go when I first started. It was kind of just like a spur of the moment, fuck it, let's just jump in moment. And here I am now. So, thank you. Anyway, I thought I would do something a little different. I know some people being myself, I feel like I haven't done like a narrative story thing for a hot second, and that was actually like one of the things that I really enjoyed about my initial start on here. So I slept on it last night, and I think I came up with something interesting. I'm gonna try something a little bit different. And that sigh makes it sound like it's gonna be like really horrible, and it's not. Without further ado, I'm gonna take a drink and then we're gonna hit this shit and let's see what I can do. So to set the scene, you can imagine that we are waking up in the morning, and we had our third date last night, but I've been playing hard to get because I'm a bit of a tease and I like to make men work for it. And you were kind enough to tolerate my high standards, and you let me sleep over, and I borrowed a t-shirt from you and slept in my panties. And if I'm being completely honest, I was kind of hoping you would try to change my mind, but you were a complete gentleman, and we snuggled, and you were careful where you put your hands, and we made out a bit, which was really lovely. You weren't quite as careful where you put your hands then, but I'm not complaining. I almost think your hesitancy to push it is kind of sweet in a way. But I'm kind of also over it. We've been flirty. What the fuck's up? I felt you against me this morning when we woke up. And I guess that's what gave me the idea. So we were spooning when we first woke up, which is how I knew you were awake and ready to go. And I was polite about it. I didn't want to draw attention to your problem. It felt kind of rude. I felt a bit responsible for it. And part of me was thinking, if I'm not actually going to put out, I shouldn't be mean about it. It's one thing to make a guy work for it. It's another to wake up in his bed and immediately insult him. At least until you find out if he's into it or not. But I kind of ground my ass against you a little bit, just for fun. I'm a tease. But it didn't take long for me to roll over so we could face one another and get some nice chest and neck snuggles. I don't know, just like real cute shit. Frankly, it's kind of gross in that like puppy love kind of way. It's not gross, but it's almost too sweet for me. That's fine. I'll put up with it. I'll tolerate it, I guess. It's still really lovely. It's still really sweet. And I can put a few kisses along your neck and wrap my legs into yours so I'm pressed against you, 'cause you're warm and I want to feel you. My mind isn't even on the fact that this is kind of a teasing thing too. I just want to press myself up against you. You're just so fucking cute. I can hear you letting out small moans and kind of those waking noises. I think you might have been still asleep when I started working myself against you. At least that, like, weird, almost awake stage. You let your hands wander down my back and over my ass a bit, and then back up to the small of my back, like you realize, oh shit, right. We're still not there yet. And I grin to myself as I hide my face in your neck. And, I get a delightful idea of how to maybe meet you in the middle. Your face is buried in the top of my head as you smell my hair, which seems almost weird to me, but it's also kind of nice. I can't be that judgy because I'm busy taking in your scent from your chest and your shoulders. And I wriggle myself down a little bit and push you over so that you're kind of on your back. And I can see you give me a sleepy smile, and I wriggle up to give you a quick kiss and say, oh, good morning. I didn't plan on sleeping over, but it was a nice surprise. And you give me a lazy smile and nod and agree. And then you pull me in for another kiss that's a little longer and a little more intense. And I fully commit to this idea that I have in my head. You're just being so lovely this morning. I can really feel the dopamine hitting, you know? And the bed sheets are warm, smooth against me, and I can hear them rustling a bit. They smell freshly laundered, like maybe you changed them in anticipation, perhaps? Or maybe you just keep your sheets consistently clean. That's impressive. I let my head lay on your chest for a moment, and I can hear your heartbeat and the way you're breathing. And I let my hand trace down your chest and then your stomach, wandering just a few fingertips, thinking about how to approach the next step. We haven't even really discussed what we're into sexually. There's been a bit of teasing and general joking and playful banter, but we haven't actually sat down and said, "Oh, I'm into that," or "Abso-fucking-lutely not." In like that playful way where you mean, "Fuck yes." You just gotta talk me into it. Please put in the work. Talk me into it. As I let my hand travel further down, I can see you reaching down yourself to shift a bit, almost like you're trying to hide the fact that you are hard, and I can't help but giggle a little bit, because A, we're both adults here, like, warning what happens, and B, I kind of helped, didn't I? Didn't I? Are you thinking about your fucking stepsister again? I hope it was me. Otherwise it's going to be really fucking awkward when I start shimmying my way down and you look at me in kind of a questioning way, and rather than answer you, I start to trace kisses and gentle bites down your body. And I think you're curious what I might do, and you don't really want to stop me, so you let me keep moving. And I do. And when I get to your stomach, I slow down and let my tongue trace over your abs and down to your hips. And I find myself taking gentle but larger bites. Licking, kissing, teasing, and I'm excited, but I'm also a little hesitant. Now that I am closer to your package, I'm realizing that I've been such a good girl. You are packing, and I am just a little bit delighted, but apprehensive. I'm still committed to this idea in my mind, but I suddenly realize it's going to be a bit more work than I expected. And hopefully the neck pain's worth it, you know? I let my mouth travel over your hips, your pelvis, and I tug at your underwear, and I hear you give out a small gasp of excitement and a moan, and then are you sure? And I look up at you with those dumb, lust-filled, "It's early and I need the dick eyes." You know, the shut the fuck up and let me do what I'm doing eyes. I want it. Eyes. So I guess the other thing you need to know is I haven't given that many blowjobs recently. I may be a little bit out of practice. I might be a little bit too eager. I know all of this sounds horrible. And I hope you'll forgive me and you'll be patient with me. But right now I can feel your hand in my hair as you're pushing it away from my face. And your other hand is gathering it up into a bit of a knot. And I don't feel you pushing me in any kind of way. It's more, you just want to have your hand on the wheel, I suppose. Do you think Tesla owners still pretend to drive the car when the car is driving itself? It's a dumb thought. As I tug your underwear down, you raise your hips to make it easier, and it's not that much easier because they are those tight boxers, boxer briefs, that's the word. Who cares? Who cares what it's really called? They belong on the floor. And that's where I put them once I finally get them over your ass. Your bulge, and I can't help but let out a gasp when you pop out. I mean, I'm sure you're not that impressed with it. I mean, you get to see it every day. You've grown up with it. It's just your dick, right? But me, I'm almost sorry I made you wait this long. Oh my god. It's not even that you're like a monster. It's just you're so fucking thick and you're a bit veiny. And I can see you keep your shit trimmed, but you're not completely shaved, which I kind of like. I don't know why. The head of your cock looks quite delightful. A really delicious, soft velvety texture that I am a bit obsessed with, and I remind myself that I am supposed to be a good girl. We need to ease you in maybe a little bit in a couple different ways, let me just say. Damn, daddy. Damn, daddy. He's so big. I'm thick. I'm fucking frightened. But not enough to stop. As I squirm my way down, I shift myself in between your legs. So you have to spread a little bit for me, and I raise my ass just a little bit so I'm up on my knees, and you can watch it wiggle a bit as I get to work. Again, I'm trying to play it kind of coy, Which I guess is hilarious when you consider I just struck a pose for you. I want to get you going. I want to get you into it. I don't want to feel like I am sucking off a dead fish. You know, I want to feel you thrust a bit by the end. I want to know that you're enjoying it. I'm really hoping I can make you moan. I'm really hoping I can make you moan. Finally let myself put my attention fully on your cock, and I can see that you're almost there, and I'm almost disappointed with myself that you're not already all the way there. And then I remind myself that it's okay. I don't mind a little bit of extra work. And I slide up just a little bit so my hands are on either side, resting on your hips, and then down to around your shaft and your balls. And I let my hands start to work over you slowly, sliding down to your thighs, first the outsides, then up the insides. Letting out a small moan in anticipation. Can I lick you, baby? I really hope you don't hear that slightly wicked tinge to my question. I will die if you say no. Like, I will throw my phone off a bridge if you say no. You don't say no, but you don't really give me a solid yes either. I hear a, but like a low guy one, a grunt almost, and I flick my eyes up to your face to see your eyes are already closed, and I sit back a little bit and I have to laugh at you as my hands start tracing down your shaft and then to play with your balls a bit. Baby, I really need you to say yes or no. See, do you want me to lick you just a little bit? Your eyes flash open and look on your face is a bit hilarious. A little bit shocked, a little bit like you're surprised that you actually have to do something. Wasn't it obvious I was gonna suck your cock? Not until you tell me if you want it. You let out a, yeah. And I laugh again and then remember that I am trying to play it a little bit coy. I'm just a little bit scared I'm not going to be able to take it all. You're so fucking big. I see your eyes flash at that, and I see your cock twitch, and that's it for me. I am looking at you, and my hand is on your balls while the other one travels up your stomach and over your hips and your pelvis. Tastes so good, baby. I can hear you letting out shuddering breaths as I let my tongue work up your shaft. I'm not really trying to play it up. I'm just excited. And I hope you don't mind how fucking stupid I sound right now as I lose myself in really starting to enjoy you. And I forget that I am supposed to be a rational human with rational human thoughts who speaks in full sentences. It's so big, baby. I don't know. I hope I can take it. You should have told me. And you grunt when I take your head in my mouth the first time, almost like you're surprised. And that's fair. I forgot again. I'm supposed to be playing it coy. I'm supposed to be playing it innocent. I'm supposed to be playing it. Oops, my mouth slipped. Did it though? I feel like it just wandered down there of its own volition. And I can feel your hand that's in my hair tighten. And when I take your head in my mouth again, you give me the most gentle push and then stop. But don't think I didn't notice it. It's fine. I like the encouragement. But I also like that you're letting me take care of things. That's fun. Babe. You taste so good. Almost sweet. And salty. I'm gonna have so much fun with this dick. And as I let you slap on my tongue a little bit, your hips jerk just the tiniest bit, and I get a really wicked grin. And then I remind myself to slow down just a little bit, and I shift my focus to your balls. I really want to make sure you feel fully tended to. I don't want you to forget about this. I really hope you're thinking about this all day, and every time you do, it makes you uncomfortably hard, and you have to spend the entire day wishing I didn't do this to you, 'cause you have a lot of fucking meetings today, and god damn it, bitch, do you understand how fucking awkward this is now? It was so fucking hot though, wasn't it? That's how I want you to feel. And maybe that's a little bit self-centered of me, but I want to be on your mind all day. Because I'm already looking forward to our next date, and I haven't even started sucking your balls. That's how you know the dick is good. Yeah, like that. Like it when I suck on your balls just a bit, baby. Yeah. I'll keep that in mind for next time. I don't want to miss out on the dick. I have to laugh at myself for being so dumb for a moment. But you know, it's already all over my face. You laugh at me anyway. Your cock is long enough that I'm already thinking about how I'm gonna have to wrap my hand around the base to pretend I'm fitting it all in my mouth. I think my throat's gonna hurt after this. I'm really excited for how raw my lips are gonna feel. The way you're tugging at my hair and your other hand is running over my shoulders and my neck. I know you're into it. I know you're even more into it because you're letting out small moans and oh, fuck yeah, baby. And again, I like the encouragement, so I keep going. And I find myself wanting to make you proud. I want you to feel good that you found such a hot bitch and the work was worth it, you know? Do you mind if I try to deep throat you, baby? It's just so fucking good. And I want to challenge myself to start the day. You close your eyes at that, and you push my mouth down onto you. Fuck, baby. I don't know if I can do it. You open your eyes just half a moment. I can see your head shake just a little bit. I almost feel like I can hear your gears turning as your brain spits out a, oh, we'll make it fit. That gives me a little bit of a thrill, because I don't mind a little bit of help, and I'm really excited that if I time it right, you will shoot right down my throat, and I can swallow you, and gulp you, and maybe taste you a little bit as you pull out of my mouth, but I'll have that reminder that I did such a good job and all the abuse is worth it when you start to really fuck my throat. And I try to keep myself together for you. As you thrust into me, I can feel the drool and the slobber and the spit start to work its way out of my lips, and it starts to drip down my chin. And all I can think as that's happening is, oh my fucking god. And quieter in the back of my mind, what a waste, I'm ruining the sheets. It's fine, you can wash them. You'll survive. Hey, will you come for me? Your eyes light up. You can already taste your pre-cum. Been tasting it the whole time. How do you think I know it'll be delicious? In order to let myself recover from the short throat abuse, I take my time to work my tongue over the ridge of your head and suck at it. When you close your eyes and push me back down onto your cock, I know that you're going to feed me. I'm still surprised when you blow, though. Like, it's always a little bit of a surprise. Thank you, baby. I swallow as much as I can. It's kind of messy, so some of it drips out, and I try to scoop it up with my fingers, but I don't feel that bad if I leave you with a bit of a mess. It's just going to be another reminder of how good I was this morning. I bet you weren't expecting that, were you? I do find myself flashing back shortly into the moment of how you were thrusting into me and the way your cock twitched and spurt and the way you grunt and moan, push me down on your cock as you came, and the way it felt as it hit the back of my throat, down as I gulped around you. I'm so wet and eager, but I have to get to work, and I know you do too. So I lap up your shaft a little bit more to clean things up and give you a smile and appreciate the way you look at me as you watch me clean up and the way your hands are moving through my hair, petting me, and the quiet validation that you're giving me as you mutter, "Oh my God, that was so fucking amazing. You're so good, babe." And I feel proud of myself. I like feeling proud of myself. And I'm so glad that you let me take advantage of you for my own selfish reasons. 'Cause I know I'll spend the day thinking about this and how empowered I felt when I decided it was time to suck your cock, and how I got to control it, and how I got to reap all the rewards. I'm not gone long when you text me I think I forgot to say good morning. And then that's followed by a "can I buy you dinner tonight" text. And I let you know that I have to look at my schedule because I honestly don't know where I'm supposed to be this evening. Although I have a couple ideas of where I would like to be. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Something a little different. I don't think I'm gonna sound effects this one. I think I'm just gonna post it raw, 'cause raw. 'Cause I think I put a lot of work into the sound effects myself, and you should appreciate those. Please. I have an anonymous feedback form if you're interested in letting me know whether this was good or bad, what you liked, what you didn't like. I've been getting some really good ideas there, so I am working on a few of them. If you're new here, consider following me. I do a lot of stuff, I guess. I'm gonna be weird. I'm gonna be all over the place. At least for the time being, I guess. But hopefully always around here posting something that can help you get off. That's my current plan anyway. Anyway, if you're already following me, you the best. You the best. DJ. No. You're the best. Yeah, it means a lot to me. You don't even understand how much it means to me. Okay, bye. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for including me in your day. I hope you have a great day. Okay, bye.